KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 39. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. In Western Iowa news, two deer hunters are facing charges after a shotgun slug entered an occupied home in Western Iowa's Harrison County. Iowa Department of Natural Resources spokesperson Kevin Baskins said that happened Saturday afternoon when the men shot at a deer crossing a roadway.
In doing so, they missed the deer but actually hit a residence, an occupied residence on the north side of Missouri Valley. The deer slug passed through the wall of the house and lodged into the ceiling. Fortunately, nobody was hurt. There were people home at the time, but there were no injuries reported with this incident.
The hunters were identified as 64-year-old Stephen Kengel of Grinnell and 52-year-old Gail C. Lamberson of Logan. Both men are charged with one count of shooting within 200 yards of an inhabited building, and Kengel faces an additional charge of shooting over a roadway.
I think incidents like this underscore the importance that it's much more important to be safe out there than it is to harvest that deer.
KJAN News Time is 8:02.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. Do you know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now? At 877-838-8580. Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
The mother of a Nebraska teenager accidentally shot by his father during a hunting trip says her son could be released from the hospital this week. The Omaha World Herald reports Lisa Rarick says her son has all of his motor skills and suffered no brain injuries from the Saturday shooting. 18-year-old Ryan Rarick of Omaha was shot at fairly close range in the back of his head by a shotgun being carried by his father, Christopher Rarick, also of Omaha. The two were hunting for pheasant in Page County. The younger Rarick was taken to a Red Oak hospital and later flown to Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Authorities say the shooting likely would have been fatal if the gun had been loaded for deer. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer reports the arrest Sunday night of a Shenandoah man on an assault charge. 20-year-old Stephen Thomas Shane was arrested for simple assault in connection with an incident involving a 17-year-old male. Officials say while deputies were en route to a residence in Coyne after being notified of the alleged assault, they received word that Shane had left the scene. He was stopped a short time later and taken into custody about halfway between Coyne and Shenandoah. Stephen Shane was transported to the Page County Jail and later posted bond before being released. The Iowa State Patrol assisted in handling that incident. A sleepy driver found herself and her vehicle in a farm field Monday afternoon in Page County. According to the Sheriff's Department, 65-year-old Gloria Klein of Clarinda was traveling west on Highway 2 at around 1:30 p.m. when she fell asleep at the wheel of her 1996 Toyota Camry. The car traveled onto the north shoulder of the road before crossing both lanes of traffic in a southwest direction and entering the south ditch. As the vehicle left the ditch, it went airborne and entered a field where it came to rest. Both front airbags and the car deployed during the accident. Klein, who wore her seatbelt, was checked for possible injuries by medical personnel but refused treatment. The car was declared a total loss and there were no citations issued. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday that no injuries have been reported following a collision Saturday afternoon at 6th and Walnut Streets. Vehicles driven by Lisa Stockley of Lincoln, Nebraska, and Angela Dobney of Walnut collided at around 1:50 p.m. when Dobney's vehicle hit Stockley's car as Dobney was turning left onto Walnut from eastbound 6th Street. Damage from the accident amounted to $3,000. Angela Dobney was cited for failure to yield upon entering a through highway. A preliminary accident investigation report says a small plane hit some trees before fatally crashing short of a grass airstrip near Correctionville in northwest Iowa's Woodbury County. The National Transportation Safety Board said in the report issued Monday that despite the foggy conditions the evening of December 1st, the pilot told air traffic controllers that he had the airstrip in sight. The crash killed two passengers, 53-year-old Lee Schroeder of Odo and 55-year-old James Smith of Correctionville. The pilot, 70-year-old Galen Knack, also of Correctionville, was taken for treatment of his burns to a hospital in Lincoln, Nebraska. The NTSB said the Beech P-35 had taken off from the Correctionville that morning and flew to Grand Island, Nebraska to pick up one of the passengers. It crashed when it returned to Correctionville. A reminder to those interested in the future of education in Iowa that Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will be in Atlantic and Council Bluffs today to hold a community conversation on STEM. That's the Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, and Economic Development programs. The meeting is part of a series of community conversations on the STEM initiative prior to the start of the 2013 legislative session. Locally, a Cass County conversation on STEM will take place beginning at 11 o'clock today at the Rock Island Depot at 102 Chestnut Street. And in Council Bluffs at 2:30 in the auditorium of Luft Hall at Iowa Western Community College. Iowa Congressman Steve King announced Monday that he will be closing his offices in Creston, Council Bluffs, and Storm Lake because of redistricting. In addition, King will be using the limited resources to open offices in Ames, Fort Dodge, and Mason City. Some staff additions will include Jeremy Davis in Ames, Jim Oberhelman in Fort Dodge, and State Senator Merlin Bartz in Mason City. Exact details on locations will be announced later. The three new offices will be in addition to existing offices in Sioux City and Spencer. A 47-year-old Ford Dodge man has been charged with sending a threatening letter to Governor Terry Branstad. Jerry Springsteen was arrested on Monday. A complaint filed in U.S. District Court said Springsteen sent the letter on October the 18th. The complaint said the letter included a line that said that Springsteen had a clear shot at the governor. Said Branstad was a walking dead man. Court documents said Springsteen told an investigator that he wrote the letter to get Branstad's attention. Asked about the clear shot comment, Springsteen told the investigator that he knew of a fire escape on a building near the governor's mansion where he could take a rifle shot at the governor. Springsteen remains in custody, and his lawyer has not commented on the incident. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad said he supports institution of the death penalty but won't push for such legislation because he doubts it would clear the Senate. Branstad noted Monday that he's long supported approval of the death penalty in cases of kidnapping or rape where the victim is killed. In his earlier stint as governor, he tried unsuccessfully to approve capital punishment in Iowa. Some lawmakers have called for changing Iowa law to allow the death penalty following the discovery of two bodies that are Elizabeth Collins and Lyric Cook, who went missing last summer. Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstahl from Council Bluffs, a Democrat, opposes reinstatement of the death penalty. Branstad said he's focused on legislation that has a realistic chance of being approved. Iowa outlawed capital punishment way back in 1965. Iowa officials are asking the Obama administration for flexibility in complying with the Federal Health Care Act because of Medicaid cost increases expected even before the new law takes effect next year. Republican Governor Terry Branstad told reporters Monday that Iowa's relatively low unemployment and expected increases in state revenue have prompted federal officials to increase the share Iowa must pay for Medicaid, a state and federal health insurance program for the poor. Iowa officials say insuring existing Medicaid recipients is expected to go up to $35 million in the current budget year, $57 million in the year that starts in July, and another $31 million in another year. Branstad says those extra costs complicate Iowa's ability to finance the new federal law, which requires states to cover additional low- and middle-income people. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour here on KJAN, Michigan Republican Governor Rick Snyder says he expects the state legislature will approve right-to-work legislation, and it'll be on his desk for him to sign later this week. Snyder tells a local radio station that it's all about being pro-worker. Authorities in Lansing are bracing for an onslaught of people at the Capitol today to protest against the legislation that would ban requirements for non-union employees to pay unions for negotiating contracts and other services. The Fed Reserve is expected this week to announce a new bond buying plan that could at least soften the blow from tax increases and spending cuts that will kick in January if Congress can't reach a budget deal. Meanwhile, President Obama continues to insist that GOP endorse higher tax rates for wealthy Americans. And House Speaker John Boehner said he's waiting for Obama to identify the spending cuts he's willing to make. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta says Syria seems to have slowed its preparations for the possible cause of chemical weapons against government rebels. Last week, U.S. officials said there was evidence that Syrian forces had begun preparing the nerve agent sarin for possible use in bombs. When asked whether he believes Syrian President Bashar Assad is heeding Western warnings about using chemical weapons, Panetta said, "I like to believe he's got the message." Officials at Rockford Memorial Hospital in Illinois say they're grieving for three heroes who dedicated their careers to serving others. The hospital lost a pilot and two nurses who were killed when their medical helicopter crashed in the field last night. The incident happened while they were traveling between two hospitals. There were no patients on board. And Delta Airlines is buying a 49% stake in British airline Virgin Atlantic at the cost of $360 million. Delta is trying to boost its share of the lucrative New York to London market. The two airlines would share money from the flights operated under the partnership. News time is 8:11.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, two things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In the funeral announcements, Bernadine Bauer, age 86, of rural Bridgewater, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Bernadine Bauer will be held tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Cumberland Community Center. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Harvey Sandhorst, age 70, of Atlantic, died Monday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Harvey Sandhorst will be held Thursday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Marilyn Busey, age 57, a lifelong Cass County resident, died Friday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marilyn Busey will be held Saturday at 10:30 at the First Evangelical Lutheran Church in Wyota. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Maxine Blanc, age 87, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Maxine Blanc will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Fred Nielsen, age 80, of Menlo, died Monday at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center in Panora. Funeral services for Fred Nielsen are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Robert Carter, age 82, of Carson, died Monday at Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. Services for Robert Carter are pending at the Reekin Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Henson reporting.